This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Big Tummy is the game, 844-999. Hola, if you'd like to be a contestant, Sean, playing for Team Sober, working on question number five.
All right, Sean, now to be fair, I do not expect anyone to know the answer to this. I just want to share the info. So, the testicles of what insect explode after climax? Think about that.
I hope it's a mosquito. So I'm going to go with that.
Man, we should
you
be
hope
so
it's
lucky.
Mosquitoes.
I'm right there with you. But now.
Oh, boy.
A bee.
Okay, you know what? Ooh. That makes sense. They lose all their stuff. Anytime it seems
and
like they do
say,
something.
Yeah, they do anything, they die.
Yeah. They get excited.
Well,
I mean, look.
Can't blame them.
If my testicles exploded during climax, you could definitely say I died doing what I love. Like, just count on that. All right, true or false? There are more fake flamingos in the world than real ones.
True.
And you can thank the state of Florida for both.
I was going to say, man, they've got them all over. Man, that is
why.
That is the.
I mean, I've seen fake ones though, like in snow.
Yeah, I mean, why did that become popular? There's the fake deer and fake flamingos
much
seem
like,
to be the two top fake animals.
Much,
that people
much
put
like
in New York.
People who drive without a shirt on. There is a very special group of people who do lawn art.
You know what you're getting into. You really understand the person, right?
There's going to be a lot of what I call tchotchkes when you walk into the home. There's going to be collectibles, things that you would buy like at a Hallmark store, like little figurines and weird crap collectibles, so to speak.
It's, you know, I feel like though, like fake flamingo person. I want to go hang at their house.
You do.
You'll have a good time.
I feel like the yard's going to be fun. There might be like ladder golf or something. There's probably like
they probably have those.
There's a lot of outdoor activity. There's no question about that, man.
They have those blue blown margarita glasses from Mexico looking things. You know
sure.
what I mean? For the margaritas.
I always wonder, like, when you go into, like, it's an anniversary, it's a holiday, you forgot to buy a card, you run into a card shop, all right? And they have cards. And I go, this makes sense. And you brought up Hallmark. Every other product they have, when I look at it, I'm like, this is, it's almost like the bad version of SkyMall. Like, who buys,
I don't know,
anything else here that's not a card? Like, none of this crap is anything I can imagine.
I know.
Anybody ever wanting.
Gotta
That's
have
one
that.
Of those things where, like.
Like, I've never met the person who has, like, this type of stuff.
Yeah. It's generally somebody's mom.
Yeah.
And then they give you that gift, and they go, saw this and thought of you, and it's like...
It's a tall candle, a cursive writing, and it says something lovely.
Yeah, like, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to put it out. It's embarrassing. And you, like, don't buy anyone anything from a Hallmark store that's not the card, because they don't want it. It's not even worth re-gifting. And that's when you know you have to.
Let's get us some candy.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
It's a pocket full of Tic Tacs.
I'm just saying, right? Like, if somebody comes back for a trip and they've brought you a special trinket
sure.
from that country.
All right,
like,
man.
Yeah, whatever.
That's fine.
But when people come back from Hawaii, like, do you want these chocolate-covered macadamia?
Hell yeah. Absolutely. Yes. Dude. Thank you.
Yes.
That's a sincere thank you.
Yeah.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
James, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
Not sober, James. All right, James. Men's room poll, worst drivers. Are they minivan drivers, German car drivers, Prius, or bicyclists?
No, Prius for sure.
Prius it is.
That comment comes in, I don't know if they mean recently or just now, but it says, I was just rear-ended by a Prius while stopped at a stoplight. And again, I'm not going to share this part, but there's a certain ethnicity and gender that they add. It's the only one, I mean, I'm just saying, this specific ethnicity and this specific gender is the only time anyone brings up an ethnicity or gender as far as cars go. I'll leave it at that. All right, here is your question. Half of all humans in the history of the planet have died from what disease? Not cancer. For anyone guess, not cancer. Take that one out.
Half of all humans in history have died from the same disease.
That is correct. Like anything, it's worse back in the day, and we do what we can to fight it now, but it's if there's an outbreak of this, it's still a mother effort.
Let's go with polio.
A plague?
Think mosquitoes.
Malaria.
Malaria.
Oh, malaria.
Think about that, dude. Yeah. When there's an outbreak, it's always, always bad.
That's crazy.
All right. What common substance is considered a performance-enhancing drug in competitive shooting? Most people would not consider this a performance-enhancing drug in any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, I think I've got a guess on this.
But in shooting, this common substance is, in fact, considered a performance-enhancing drug.
It's common substance.
Very common. Most people I know enjoy this substance, but I think they would all agree it does not enhance anyone's performance.
Beer.
I'll give alcohol? It to alcohol
just,
in general,
just
dude.
Just a steady alcohol. Everything? Or is that, I mean, that I was thinking marijuana simply because if you're high and you're shooting, you might just be a little bit more relaxed and have, you know,
alcohol.
Steady.
Now, it's just, this is competitive shooting. I feel more comfortable around someone who's probably not drinking a ton. But I guess in the world of competitive shooting, believe it or not, alcohol is considered performance.
There must have been one guy back in the day who would get wasted great. And just beat everybody at this game.
Yeah.
Like, what? Fred. Yeah. Fred's responsible for this rule.
I can't have a beer at lunch because of Fred.
Fred. Otherwise, yeah.
You ever heard anybody go for a Texas shoot and not get something?
Well, Chaney shot his buddy in the face.
Yeah, he bagged him. Yeah. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey!
How do you apologize to your buddy after you shoot him in the face with buckshot?
No, that's not what happened. His buddy apologized.
Oh, that's
to him.
Right.
Remember?
Getting in the way.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry you shot me in the face.
And Chaney never apologized publicly for that. That what a dude, douche move, man.
That dude apologized.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Hey, I'm in for a poll there. Worst driver, minivan, German car, Prius, or bicyclist?
I got to go with bicyclist.
Bicyclist, okay.
So here it says, apparently alcohol, it enhances shooting because it relaxes you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it says.
It just steadies you
up.
Yeah, I guess so. And by the way, Prius, people still hating on the Prius. Good Lord. All right. Let's see. Here is your question. What do penguins use to propose to each other? Like a penguin will bring a certain thing to another penguin to let it know. It wants to get smooth up in that black and white ass.
Yeah. I think I know. Is it like a rock?
Oh! How do you know that?
I don't know. I read a lot of like factoid pages on Instagram, that sort of thing.
Okay, all right. Yeah,
so I only knew it because I had a buddy that one day was like, yeah, this rock is from my girlfriend. I was like, that's strange. And he's like, well, we were watching a thing on penguins and they get each other rocks. So I got a rock. I was like, good thinking.
Mm.
I'm glad he wasn't watching something on lions. He's like, I jumped on her back, just started having sex with her until I fell asleep.
I bit the back of her neck and I picked her up.
Right, dragged her to
walk
my bed.
Walked around.
Yeah, be glad it was a penguin.
I watched a show on house cats. Here's a dead bird.
Hey, baby, I love you.
Hey, and tomorrow's going to be a mice.
Big Dummy's game, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Raphael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Raphael, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Raphael. Welcome to the show. Men's room poll, worst driver. Going to go minivan, German car, Prius, or bicyclist?
Prius.
Prius, coming. Coming back strong here, almost overtaking the bicyclist.
Let's see here. All right, here's a question. Who was the last president that was neither Republican nor Democrat?
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. We got to go back a long way on this one.
Oh, you got to go back a lot. And once these two groups of clowns figured it out, they've shut everybody. That's why we have garbage on one side, garbage on the other. But at some point, you could reasonably have a third or fourth party. So he was the last president that was not a Republican or a Democrat.
Abraham Lincoln?
He was, in fact, a Republican?
Yes, he was. We know that now because of
Millard Fillmore.
Ooh.
Oh, Millard, I have no idea what party he belonged to.
Never heard of
it. The women loved him.
The name alone. All right, your question. Which came first, lighters or matches?
Did you say lighters or matches?
Lighters or matches?
Matches.
Oh, the lighter, yeah.
Believe it or not, lighters. Huh. Yeah, that one, I have a hard time wrapping my head around. All right,
it was Augustus
question.
Zippo.
Augustus Zippo, yeah. I thought it was Johnny Bick.
No, Jiminy Cricket.
Which is older, the United States or Germany?
Germany.
The United States, the German Confederation Empire, was founded in 1814. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I got the one wrong myself.
What was it, Austria-Hungary before that?
I believe that's what it was. Austria-Hungary.
We'll get us something to eat.
How long does it take a photon to reach your eye from the sun? How long does it take you to see? What's that?
An eighth of a second?
8 minutes.
8 minutes. All right, question five, Raphael.
Question number five. All right, true or false? Sloths have fallen to their deaths by grabbing their own arms, thinking that they're tree branches.
That's true.
Oh, no way. That's
man,
horribly dumb.
Like, I just, that's a level of stupid.
I'm reaching for this nose.
How do you move so slow that you forget that that is your own arm, mm-hmm. man? I mean, honest to God, I know you're slow. I didn't realize you were also stupid.
You gotta.
He grabbed his own arm because he thought it was a tree branch, which it's not, so he ends up falling out of the tree.
Yeah.
It's your arm, man.
I'm a big fan of the sloth, though, I gotta tell you. I am a huge fan of the sloth.
I give it a little bit of credit based on one thing.
What's that?
They move real slow, but then when it hears the mating call, all right? Now, understand, it hears a mating call. Unfortunately, it's on the other side of a river. And because sloths are so slow, they're kind of an easy mark for, say, anything that wants to eat them. This goddamn sloth gets out of that tree, swims across the river, and gets him some sloth booty.
Yeah, he does. As soon as he possibly can.
You think it's all slow, like,
I'm going to take my time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to take my time tonight, girl. We're going to do it. Sloth style.
So much foreplay.
Right?
Head chef going up. Ted's Meat Potatoes. We're going to have a New Orleans style extravaganza tasting with some Abita beer and some great food from Jameel's as well. Coming up with the head chef, Noah Sherlock. And your emails to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Coming up next, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the men's room.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat Potatoes. All New Orleans food coming up. First time for a few emails in the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got me.
Before we get to the birthdays, Matt brings up an interesting point here about our men's room poll today, which was, what do you believe the worst drivers to be? Is that minivan, German car, Prius bicyclist? We'll have those numbers for you the next time we play Big Dummy. But he says, guys, could you please add one more vehicle to the bad driving list? Vehicles with tissue boxes in the back window. I thought that was brilliant. Yeah. I don't know if you have to sneeze. That seems like the hardest place in the car to get a tissue anyway.
That's a really strong point.
I mean, I'm just saying, if I really need
What's
one.
What's wrong with, like, the glove box?
I mean, typically, you know, if you're driving, you're up front. If you have a passenger with you, they're up front with you, unless you're, you know, anyway. Hi, guys. Happy 18th birthday to my amazing daughter, Mary Jane, pronounced Binsky. Can she get an uh-oh lookout and the dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. That from Christina.
Uh-oh lookout.
Yeah, you are 18 now, so let me be the first to tell you. I want to see your earmuffs, but without the ears.
Yeah, ironically, I was just warming up the oven.
You were?
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah, I hope that's worked.
Guys, I want to wish my boat meat buddy, Drew, a.k.a. Drewski, a happy birthday. He's one of my best buds and a damn fine wireman. How about you give him some turtle wax with Thrill yelling woo in the pause? Thanks, guys, and rock on that from Angry Andy. Today's my hubby's 25th birthday. Andrew, we're in Chicago celebrating. He is fangirling on you guys. It's fun to watch. Like a kid on Christmas, he records you all when we're gone and never misses a show. And every bad joke day, he comes back from work so excited to share with me what was said on the bad joke. So much so that I wrote in my wedding vows last year to him that I would always laugh at his bad jokes.
We're like freaking Cupid.
Could you give him a birthday shout-out of your choice? It'll make his day. That from Haley or Hallie. Yeah, we'll give him a Your Penis Is Too Small. Give a birthday shout out to our sister Shalisa. Today is her 27th trip. She is in the Coast Guard stationed in Hawaii. Thank you for your service, and we hope you have a great birthday. Can she get a fish sandwich and a suck it up cupcake? Thanks, guys. That from Cynthia and Ann.
Fish sandwich.
So suck it up cupcake.
Want to wish my Prince Jeff a very happy birthday and have a rockin' one. You're my world. I love you so much. That from your Princess Rebecca. Mm. How about a big bong hit?
What prince?
So sweet. Oh yeah, it's lovely. This is for my man Jeff. He's a prince.
Prince Jeff.
You're my world. I love you. This is from your Princess Rebecca. How about a bong hit?
My favorite Disney princess. Princess Rebecca.
I like Prince Fat Albert.
Woman, now this one's on you. Can you send me a birthday wish with whatever the most disturbing thing you can come up with is? Whatever you want over there. That's from Justin, who's celebrating a birthday today.
Ja, du kannst ein bisschen Schlagsahne auf deinen Bauch schmeißen.
Oh, after she bauch schmeichen, something about biscuits.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Guys, it's my buddy, let's see here. What do we got here? Andrew's birthday. Last year I forgot. It won't happen again. Can you give me Your Penis Is Too Small, please? Thanks, guys. That from Justin. His wife's birthday. She's my sexy babe, the mother of my spawn, my reason for living, and a big fan of the show. I secretly installed the radio.com app and set an alarm to go off with the start of your show. I'd like to get her a suck it up cupcake and an original fish sandwich. Thanks from your average listener, Kenny B.
So suck it up cupcake
fish sandwich.
Guys, fiance Carrie Rivera's 29th birthday today. I would love you guys to sing the birthday song and talk all over yourselves about Care Bears. Thanks, guys. That from Jason. Care Bears.
You know, the weirdest thing about Care Bear Man is like, honestly, that was a kid that came over and you got to hold the bag. It's called the Deep Care Bear. You know what I'm saying?
Just like that, the Russians having sex.
Stuff out of their bodies.
Bitches, I hope it's not too late for a birthday shout out. My man is 30. Can I get a Melbourne Ted, please? Love your sexy lady, Tasha.
Hey, Ted here from Melbourne. Heard it's your birthday. Have a good night. Make sure you fill Tasha up like a wombat would.
Guys, husband Carlin's 30th birthday. In honor of this milestone, can you wish him a happy birthday with some dirty Germans for his dirty 30? Thanks, guys. That from Allison.
Yeah, for your birthday. I think you should ask Allison if you could enjoy a nice box lunch.
Yeah, and you're going to find out how you get the cream back in the Bismarck.
Today's my coworker Ray's dirty 30. Could you please give a suck it up cupcake, please? We'd appreciate all the hard work you do. Stay beautiful, bitches. That from Big Time.
So suck it up, cupcake!
Can I get a ladies' man fish sandwich and a Joey Chestnut, please? That for Rob in Milton. Thanks, guys.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Joey Chestnut!
He's been listening since the buzz days. Damn. Guys, today's my 34th birthday. I toast your shot of today, the day with me in mind. I am closing in on 7 years sober. So I get drunk with the endorphins instead. Thank you for what you bring to radio. Your fans are loyal for many reasons. That from the lovely Monica, who says, go Hawks. Congratulations there, Monica, on 7 years. That's a hell of an accomplishment. Guys, enjoying the last of my summer gold bottle stash here on my 35th birthday. Can I get an OG fish sandwich, please? That from Rob.
Fish sandwich.
Friend David's birthday. Could you give him some filthy Germans talking about his egg roll and dipping sauce? Thanks, guys. That from Brian.
Yeah, I do not know which dipping sauce you prefer, but it's where the dip is that you will enjoy.
Yeah, I'd like it till the time. Bring your little egg roll over here, and I'll put the sour in your sweet sauce.
Guys, I'd like to wish a birthday to my cousin-in-law, Micah, a.k.a. Dieter. Could you give him dirty Germans talking about juggling soccer balls? That from Jeff.
Yeah, I do not know much about the soccer balls, but tonight you can be a seal and see if you can balance balls on your nose.
Yeah, I mean, when I watch people juggle soccer balls, it reminds me a lot of sex, as it ends up on the back of your neck.
Holy guys, today is my dad Vince's 50th. He loves the show. Can he get turtle wax with a Here Comes the Dope Pusher in the Paws with love? That from Dalton and Olivia.
Here comes the Dope Pusher!
How apropos.
I know. Oh, dear Jesus.
Bill. It's just
it was all right there
in front of you. It's been there the whole time.
Jeez. Whole time.
Guys, it's my husband Stuart's 55th birthday. He loves the hell out of you guys and loves it when you say his name, Stuart.
Hey, Stuart.
Please give him a an uh-oh lookout and a oh my God, what the hell is that, Jay? Love you to pieces. That from his awesome wife, Nancy.
Uh-oh lookout.
Oh my God, what the
fuck is that, bro?
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Come over here real quick. I listened to the podcast on my way to work a couple weeks behind, but anyway, I had to chime in on this one. When did you or someone you know say, I've never heard it called that before? First off, you need to know that I'm from Victoria, British Columbia.
Hey.
Which is beautiful. My name is Jasmine, J-A-Z-Z-M-Y-N.
Oh, Jazz.
Oh, Jazzy.
I'd like to see some jazz hands.
At work, I often have to speak to a sales rep, you know, sometimes from the United States. So when I spell my name, we say Z instead of Z. So it's J-A-Z-Z, you know, M-Y-N. They have no idea what I'm saying, so I just laugh out loud. Also, a hoodie or sweater in Saskatchewan is called a bunny hug. Thanks for doing what you guys do. That from the lovely Jasmine.
Jasmine, I'm glad you point that out, because if I went there and I said, hey, would you like a bunny hug? I'd be so disappointed what they give me for my money.
They have
I'm with you, man. I expect a little bunny to come over and hug me.
Jasmine.
I was picturing something a little dirtier.
Jasmine, One Fish, Two Fish, or whatever the hell the name of that place is.
I know you say Zed.
The fish on the dock down there in Victoria.
I know you say Zed, but honest to God, it's just an ugly word, right? You got to admit, Zed.
Totally.
What are they saying Zed for?
It's Z.
Z?
So Z is Z. Yeah.
So like...
The zoo would be Z-O-O.
How would they say Brazzers?
And one more. Guys, I got home from work about the nudity before my boyfriend one day and decided to surprise him by putting on some sexy lingerie and waiting on the couch with a beer for him. Well, he neglected to tell me his best friend was coming over for dinner that night, and he had a key to our place. His friend walked in and got a full look at me before I realized it was not my boyfriend, and then he ran out of the room.
You must be ugly.
His friend
yelled. I'm like, say, mama, what you doing before your boyfriend gets home?
His friend yelled down the hall, sorry, thanks for the beer, though. Never laughed so hard in my life. That from the lovely Emily. All right, coming
that
up.
That's a bit awkward.
Yes, it is.
A little bit. Oh, hey.
We're going to drink and toast with a shot of the day. First, the head chef is in the house. And once again, it is time for a little Ted's Meat and Potato.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
All right, we're going to eat today, man. Woo! Man. Head chef is Pete.
Yeah.
Man, I have been cooking.
You have been
cooking.
All day.
Just cooking.
All day.
I was wondering, I walked in and there a black woman was here who I'd never seen before, and she had really short hair. And I said, are you a social worker or are you helping Ted cook? She said, honey, I'm here helping Ted cook.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
She had hoop earrings, everything you'd expect.
You've seen her in every commercial where they want you to know.
We have to save these kids.
She's the half-sister of the Popeyes lady.
Yes, exactly. And the Red Lobster lady.
Yeah. So we have some delicious beat of beer. Oh, bless you, Mike.
All right.
He sneezed on his nipples. You pulled the shirt all the way over your face.
It blew down your whole shirt.
Yeah, right. He got mucus on his nipples.
Since we're just doing New Orleans food and drink today, I was like, do we have to talk that way the whole time?
You ain't got to do nothing.
Are you ready to try to...
Did you bring some of Mama's cookies?
I don't know why I've turned to the chef.
You guys ready to try some gumbo? I'm still on you. Would you like a hush puppy?
Gumbo check style.
And it's not Cajun.
No, it's not.
That's just...
Well, he played at LSU. I mean, come on, there's a tie.
There you go.
Boom.
And in blue chips, boom. He was from Tangiers.
Boom. There you go. Yeah. I figured it out.
You can hear my action. Aze La Barante.
It's me and Taj Mahal.
So we have some New Orleans-inspired food.
I can tell.
Had a couple beverages from our friends at Abita Brewery.
Yeah, they sent us some of their seasonal beer, and we're going to get a chance.
I'm excited to try this Purple Haze, because I like the shirt, and I've been wearing it, and people keep saying, is it a good beer?
Man, it's a great beer.
I'm just wearing the shirt.
When we went to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, I don't believe we drank any beer that was not Abita.
All right.
Because everyone there carries it, and then certain bars will carry more
of the
flavor. So... And you know how Miles is, right? So we've been drinking. I want to say Purple Haze is what we were rocking most of the time.
Yep.
We went to some bar, and I want to say they had three different Abitas. So it didn't matter what I tried to order. Miles was like, oh, no, dude, I already ordered you the Abita, whatever the other flavor is.
I just wanted to try them.
You wanted to try them all, and I, by association, did. And like I said, it's all we drank.
This one, I believe, is the Umbrella.
This is Purple
purple haze. Oh, this is the purple haze. My bad.
Okay.
It's purple haze day.
Enjoy your purple haze. Also, while you're enjoying that, how about a hush puppy?
Oh, yeah. Sure, man. That's what we're talking about.
Taste that. You'll like that.
You want a guy to just sneeze on his own nipples?
Mike, this is going to be crazy because you're going to taste food that has been seasoned today. No, I know you've lived here a long time. No, I'm not being dead serious. It's not,
you like it?
That's not a joke.
See, Mike?
That is not a joke.
But that was good.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
All so right, the hush puppies there. Hush puppies, obviously a delicacy throughout the Southeast, especially down in New Orleans and Cajun country.
What we have here is cornbread, and it's deep fried into a little tasty ball. Mm-hmm. Basically eating corn.
I didn't realize we got sauces with it, too.
Mm-mm-mm. Hush puppies always come with a sauce, I think.
You try this, Jeff?
Mm.
Get in there.
Let's see what we got here.
Go to flavor country, is what his face would say.
God, is that good.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. See, Mike, when you use things called flavors, it is amazing what can happen with your food.
Until we all start somewhere, man.
Mm-hmm. God, are those good.
I can eat those all day.
I'm going to need more beer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Now we're what do you got now?
Now we're going to have a little gumbo.
Gumbo. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Gumbo. Also, by the way, today, you know I like saying mafungo?
Mm-hmm.
I've decided, just right now, it's a fresh thought, that there has to be a correlation between gumbo and mafungo.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm thinking about it.
There must be.
No. But I'm just saying mafungo comes from the Caribbean. Gumbo's right there on the Gulf of Mexico as well.
Mafungo.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's not that different, right? Because gumbo's got rice, got some sausage in there, got some beans in there.
Mike, I know you love white rice and butter.
Yes.
All right, this is sausage and chicken in spicy rice. Give it a shot. You be the first.
I will dive in.
Like rice. This is rice with that thing called flavor.
I do like sausage.
This is what happens when you flavor food. A mind-blowing experience.
You're going to be talking like this by the end of this year, sir.
Did you get some sausage in there?
Oh, yeah.
Let's say go Tigers. Tiger bait.
My God. Jameel, if you're in the Seattle area, does this really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out to the assistants there on the cooking.
Yeah.
Yes, the assistants.
Dude, in my defense, the head chef put all this stuff back in the microwave to make sure it was ready.
Mm. Did a great job. It's not too hot. Man, is that good.
Yep.
That's really good.
Well, all right, the next one you're going to have to fight a little over a bit. Fight over it a little bit because it's this is the blackened shrimp po' boy.
Okay.
Po' boy, of course, a French baguette sandwich generally filled with either shrimp, crawfish, or maybe even chicken.
Sometimes it's breaded, sometimes it's blackened. Depends on how you
Yeah, generally it's just going to be lettuce, tomato. Well.
Okay. Now, let's just have, Mike, you just taste what it's like to have a shrimp with seasoning on it. Okay?
Because the rest is like bread and tomatoes and pickles and things.
Yeah, you're familiar with the rest of the flavors.
It's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Yes! Yes, Mike! Well, it is good.
Anything blackened is the right amount of spice to me. It's got a little, like, not much heat, but it's like, it's flavored correctly, as opposed to just dumping pepper or hot sauce or something.
And it's a very specific spice you use, so it doesn't just burn away. What the hell did all the shrimp go?
This food is so...
Everybody's been eating the shrimp. There's no shrimp left in the
bowl. Damn it! There's like, what, are you kidding me?
It's not a shrimp. We're going to go to New Orleans, man.
The po' boy also made famous in New Orleans, which is a lunchtime delicacy somebody made up. I forget the name of the shop. But basically, they just made it for, like, the working man. That's the po' boy, right? Because you can fill up pretty cheap.
Yeah, because it's definitely not as cheap as it was then.
Definitely not.
No, it's not.
Well, now it's turned into, like, a thing, right? But it's right. Like in Pittsburgh or, you know, where you're, like, you have Pamani Brothers or whatever. So the po' boy was kind of that version for New Orleans, and it took off.
Mm. It's delicious, man, and it's such a simple thing. I mean, honestly, it's blackened, whatever, right? You put it on the French bread, and off you go.
What beer are we into now?
So this will be Abita's limited series. This is the Umbrella Drink. It's a tropical ale with pomegranate and passion fruit.
Oh, really?
Also sounds like two ladies I know. Pomegranate and passion fruit.
That's pretty good. And I'm not a big fruit in my beer kind of dude.
That is good.
Yeah, that is surprisingly good.
That is really good.
Phil, you want some of the chicken po' boy?
Yes,
I do. There's still some meat in it.
Yes, that's the part I like most.
It's just awesome. Phil has been excited about this po' boy.
Oh, actually, you know what this is, man? This is soft shell crab.
Oh, is that the soft shell crab?
Oh, is that the soft shell crab?
Soft shell crab.
Oh, nice. All right, yeah. I thought it was chicken. I was like,
that's a whole crab, and they bread it, they deep fry it. You should taste a little piece of that. It's got everything on it.
Try it. So this is just a crab, man. It's right.
With the shell and everything.
Yeah, so they get rid of the hard shell, and then they're just skating around down there.
God.
And Yeah, and you just fry up the whole crab.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is awesome.
That's also blue crab, Mike, so you should enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. I will enjoy that.
We should probably take a break so we can eat and drink the rest of this. And I'm not kidding, and I'm sorry. We're going to have to end this.
I'm seriously,
I need to eat, and I don't want to sit here and talk anymore for at least 10 minutes. I just want to eat.
Thank you, Abita Brewing Company. We really appreciate it, man. That was and thank you, Head Chef, for all that hard work. And thank you, Jamil.
And I'll be back down in the bayou right
now. For your help as well. My God.
Give me my spoons. I'm a
Abita beer is delicious. If you can't find it, ask for it by name. All right. Thanks, Head Chef. We appreciate it. We'll take a break. Come back. Shout of the Day is on the way. And the return of Noah Sherlock is coming up next. You are listening. Sorry, I'm trying to chew and eat. You're listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with the Shot of the Day. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Picks it.
Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Well, no, Sherlock.
This comes from the PR Newswire. This just came out today. If you give your college kid extra cash, there's a 15% chance they'll blow it all on booze.
15. Oh, no, Sherlock!
A 15%, that's what they say, yeah.
If it was fast food and booze, it would be like 90%.
I think it'd be like 98%. We're all familiar with what Spike Lee has a new movie coming out.
The Black Klansman.
Right? That is correct. So it says David Duke is afraid that Spike Lee's Black Klansman will make him look like an idiot.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No Sherlock.
Dave, if you're listening, Spike has nothing to do with that. Dave has nothing to do with that.
Everybody thinks you're an idiot.
We continue. North Korea continues to produce nuclear bomb fuel despite pledge to denuclearize.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No Sherlock.
I did not see that coming. I thought for sure we had it. Who would have been fooled by that? And we'll leave you this one. Sexuality leads to boost in mood and meaning in life.
Really? Well, no Sherlock.
Thank you, Steve Wobbin, and we managed to drink it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our Shot of the Day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 22-year-old Chloe Wilson of Lincolnshire, England. You need to know that she's been battling crippling stomach cramps ever since she was a teenager, but she was only recently diagnosed with something colitis. Essentially, it's a long-term condition where the colon and rectum become inflamed and ulcerated. She just found this out last March, so she decided to have her colon removed in an attempt to stop her pain. She said, look, no medications have helped, anything else. It's a good job that she did, as her colon, they say it was so heavily diseased, it was close to perforating. Once your colon perforates, kinds of bad things happen. So she finally has the surgery to remove it. The downside is that now she has to wear a colostomy bag at the age of 22. The good news is it's not letting it stop her from pursuing her dream and her current job. So, fellas, if you are into watching pole dancing strippers who also have a colostomy bag, I have great news. Chloe is a girl for you. Yes, in fact, she has returned to work and continues to do her pole dancing and stripping in front of an audience in spite of having a colostomy bag attached to her. So if that's your thing, then great, great. See? Good. Yeah. Yeah, see, check. Yeah. Oh, hang on. I got a better picture, right. I think, somewhere. There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you've always been to...
So she'll never need to poop ever again?
She will not need to poop. Look, she might dance and poop right there in front of you, and you just won't know.
Huh.
She can keep going. But they say, hey, you might want to stop dancing. She said, nah, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Poop girl. So it's booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola! It's going to contest online for profile. This will take caller 9 at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.